County government was abolished in Connecticut nearly 60 years ago. That means the state, which has a population of only 3.5 million people, has 169 independent towns and cities. That's made it very difficult to gather regional data. Fairfield County's Community Foundation has decided to fill in that gap by commissioning a study of southwestern Connecticut. It's called the Community Well-Being Index. The foundation worked with Data Haven to create it. I spoke with Mark Abraham, the executive director of Data Haven. He says they interviewed about 20,000 people throughout the state, including 5,000 in Fairfield County alone.
The way we did that was by conducting over a period of about 8 months live interviews with residents by cell phone and landline. So these were like really in-depth conversations, about 80 or 100 questions on issues like happiness and well-being. And, you know, you're basically taking individual stories and then aggregating them into a sort of a picture of the issues that most affect people's quality of life. So it's a very high quality survey and really one of a kind in the country that we're planning to repeat again next year to have even more in-depth data.
There's a fascinating chart that compares the cities and towns by certain indicators, like obesity and economic security. Fairfield County is very diverse. There are 23 cities and towns, including Bridgeport, Connecticut's largest city, and Greenwich, one of the state's most affluent towns. There was one indicator which nearly every city and town received a low score on, and that was commute time. Finally, something people can agree on. In fact, the sixth wealthiest town scored zero on commute time.
Commute times are a big issue in Fairfield County. We're part of a large metropolitan area, and the commute times are significantly longer on average than they would be in most other regions in the country. You know, that's something that policymakers can work on, but I think with the information in this index, it can elevate that as an issue of importance in terms of the stress in people's lives. What we try to capture in the index is a really holistic view of well-being, similar to what they do in the United Kingdom, where they look at people's happiness levels, anxiety, the time they have to enjoy life, just in general. And by quantifying that sort of overall metric on quality of life, we can see how all the other pieces of life in the county fit into that, whether it's, you know, bank accounts and financial issues, paying for preschool, having long commutes, or even equity and inclusion, like trusting in government, the sort of discrimination people feel. All of those issues really tie into an overall picture of well-being. And by capturing that information for the first time, I think we can support leaders, you know, both at the regional as well as local neighborhood level, who are trying to address those issues.
I also spoke with Nancy Von Euler, the Vice President of Programs for Fairfield County's Community Foundation. She said the index revealed the stark economic divide that exists in the county.
One of our biggest takeaways was the tremendous disparities that exist in the county, really a tale of two Fairfield counties. When you compare the incomes of top and bottom earners, the index revealed great residential divisions by race and income, and those were particularly apparent amongst our county's children. We saw great disparities in educational success across the county, so that was a great concern of ours. And while Fairfield County residents on whole are healthy when compared to national benchmarks, when you look at many conditions like asthma, food insecurity, exposure to community violence, and early onset of diabetes, those were disproportionately prevalent in lower income neighborhoods and in communities of color. That really just reinforces our commitment to close the opportunity gap in Fairfield County, which is, you know, what the Community Foundation's mission really is.
How does the index help the people of Fairfield County?
As we track this data moving forward, we'll be able to understand where we've been successful, where we've had challenges, and where we need to change our strategies. And our hope is that the index is going to help to build some consensus across the county about where there is real need for action so that we can address critical issues facing the county.
That was Nancy Von Euler, Vice President of Programs for Fairfield County's Community Foundation, and Mark Abraham, Executive Director of Data Haven. You can find links to the Well-Being Index and share your comments through our website at wshu.org. We'll be following up on specific topics from the index throughout the summer on All Things Considered here on WSHU.